Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and I'm so pumped. I'm so excited today. I love starting the show like that, don't you? So pumped, so excited. Imagine if I started the show kind of like, hi, everybody. Today, you'd get bored, right? Of course you'd get bored. I'm bored thinking about the way that I would start the show like that. That's not cool, even though it's a terrible hypothetical scenario. But I must say, I am absolutely excited today because we're talking about data. We're talking about actionable intel that you can use right now to understand whether or not you want to take the plunge in real estate investing, or if you already are investing in real estate, how you can use this data to your benefit and really run with it for the rest of 2018. I'm really excited about my guest today, Darren Blomquist from Adam Data Solutions. And if you don't know a whole lot about them, check them out. Seriously, do it. Like they at adamdata.com, Adam, A-T-T-O-M, data.com, and also realtytrack.com. They are, if you think about the largest, like, brain box, like box of brains, and you multiply it by like 1,000 or maybe infinity. Infinity is probably a better factor to multiply it by. And you put everything together in like this superhuman computer-like machine, something very similar to like what Star Trek has, or I don't know, maybe some other AI, and you start crunching data. You come out, the result of that is you come out with a whole lot of actionable intel. Let me kind of give you a little bit of perspective. The massive amount of data that Adam Data Solutions uses to analyze, to give you the information that you're about to hear today, is 13.9 billion rows of data. Imagine an Excel spreadsheet, okay? An Excel spreadsheet, and you have row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, and you have columns at the top, right? Columns A, B, C, D, E, and all the way into like the Z, Z, Zs of the world. They have 13.9 billion rows of data. And they count on 150 million U.S. properties. And what they do is they understand the latest trends in the housing market, crunching these numbers and crunching this data. And what's cool about it is that this data isn't based on surveys or anything like that, but record-level property data. They're able to analyze the different aspects of the market that just can't be found from other housing market trend sources, period. So that's why I'm really excited to have Darren back on the air, because they just released a 2017 home sales report where they talk about the tenure of home ownership, the appreciation of real estate in the market today, home seller profits, cash sales, institutional sales, distressed sales, and where 2017 ended up and what to expect in 2018. So I can confidently say that he probably has the crystal ball, and I'm going to take his crystal ball and finally get a crystal ball of my own, because now I'm just going to text Darren every day saying, hey, give me a heads up on the market, what's going on tomorrow. And so finally, my snow globe, thanks to Darren and Adam Data Solutions, will turn into the crystal ball that I've always wanted it to be. Thanks, Darren, for my 2018 Christmas present. Certainly appreciate that. Let's bring him on the air.
That was awesome. And I don't know if I can fulfill on completely providing a crystal ball, but you know what? I think the data can inform a lot, and we have so much available that, and now we have technology to better technology to crunch all that data. So we're excited to be talking about what we're talking about today, and hopefully providing you with that crystal ball that you've always wanted. For at least for 2018, it's going to be a whole new year. And when you're talking about those 13.9 billion rows of data, I mean, it's, you can't even really imagine that. It's out there in the cloud. But for each one of those records, there's at least 400 fields of information, if not more in some cases, that we're looking at for, you know, each transaction, each mortgage, each property that's out there. So lots of stuff to mine through. And we've tried to distill it and provide with this all the reports we put out, including this one, which is kind of the general sales report. Distill that all that data and make it actionable, as you talked about earlier.
That's awesome, and I do want to give our listeners a little bit of an introduction about who you are and what you do. So, the mic is yours, Darren. Who are you, and what do you do?
Sure. I am Darren Blomquist, as you mentioned, and I am Senior Vice President at Realty Track, or formerly Realty Track, sorry, Adam Data Solutions. We still run the Realty Track website, and that's an important part of our DNA, and that's specifically the foreclosure piece. But we've rebranded in the last couple of years as Adam because we have, in addition to the foreclosure data that we were known for, a whole table of elements is how we express it, of data, property data, not just the foreclosure data, but the mortgages, the every transaction, every deed that's recorded at the county, all the tax assessor, property tax assessor data that you would find at the county for a given property, and we're putting that into this massive database. And we provide it in different ways. This data can be consumed in a large spectrum of ways, from on an individual property-by-property basis on a site like RealtyTrack.com, all the way up to we're providing these massive bulk files of data to companies that want to analyze it themselves for different reasons, or to analyze the market or to find homeowners that their services might be ideal for. That sort of thing, and even government agencies who are consuming that data in massive bulk quantities and having their own data scientists and analysts comb through it and apply predictive modeling and AI and machine learning to it to come up with all sorts of creative products on top of it. But for your audience, you know, we do have ways to consume the data that will allow them to take action on finding properties that may be off-market properties that are great opportunities to purchase, both foreclosures and other types of properties, and also just track the market and make sure they're on top of what's going on in their market and other markets so they can make good strategic decisions about their business.
And I want to get into where you and Adam Data have found some of the best opportunities to be around the country. So I'm really excited about that, like which markets are giving you an alert saying, hey, pick me, pick me, pick me. But we got to go to break. What's the best way that folks can get in touch with you and your team?
The best way is if you send an email to marketing@adamdata.com. That's probably the simplest way. There's a whole team of people that get that, so you'll be responded to marketing@adamdata.com.
Awesome. And there's a lot of promotions as well that I feel everybody listening can take advantage of, because data is really important, right? Like, you don't just buy a car without doing a Carfax or without checking the history of the car and see what maintenance has been done, etc. This is the exact same thing. Before you dive into real estate investing, whether you're a wholesaler, whether you're a flipper, whether you're looking at buying a bulk portfolio of single-family rentals, doesn't matter. You need the data. And Adam Data Solutions is running a promo for everybody listening right now for a one-year, for a subscription to RealtyTrack.com. You're essentially getting a 67% discount on that. So what you want to do is email marketing@AdamData, ATTOMdata.com, to learn more about that and to take advantage of this, because quite frankly, I am, and you need the data. So make sure that you get the information from these 13 billion rows and 400 columns of information, because quite frankly, you won't be able to run that on a spreadsheet on your computer. You would need artificial intelligence to do that, and probably a bionic brain. But if you want to get in touch with me, you know how to do it. Go to thinkrealty.com/radio, or get in touch with me on Instagram @AbiGolhar. Remember to pick up a copy of the actual print magazine of Think Realty as well at Barnes & Noble. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com, or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation. It is a nation of Think Realty listeners, isn't it? At this point, it's a lot of fun. My guest today, Darren Blomquist from Adam Data Solutions, Senior Vice President over there. He has a load of data that he wants to talk about, and we're going to get into that. But first, I wanted to give him the mic and talk a little bit about the promotions and the offerings that RealtyTrack.com is offering you so that you can make actionable
decisions. Maybe?
Thank you. Decisions.
Is that the right word?
Decisions is
actionable actions.
Actionable actions.
That might be redundant.
Yeah.
But
decisions.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can make strategic decisions, and you know, I think you make a great point that this data can be used for due diligence or research purposes if you already have a property that you're looking at or a portfolio to filter that through the data to make sure you know what you're getting into and you're making a good decision. But then also on the flip side, and that, I would say that's more of the RealtyTrack.com, especially on an individual basis, that's a great, we call it a property search and research site. And it doesn't have just the MLS listings, which a lot of investors aren't that interested in anyway. It has the off-market properties. But if you already have a property you're looking at, you can go in and type in that address and get all the public record data for that home to help you research that and maybe determine how much you should be offering. We have the financial information, the loan, the information, how much equity it has, ownership information, previous transactions, if it has a foreclosure notice on it. And then we also have neighborhood data, including, of course, the basics of school and crime, but also stuff like environmental hazards. You want to know if it's next door to a Superfund site. That would be pretty important to know. And so there's a whole slew of things there to help you research. And as you mentioned before the break, we're offering to your listeners the biggest discount we ever give to anybody is 67% off a subscription to full access, national access to RealtyTrack.com. It's typically $600 a year or $50 a month. We're offering it for just $199, which is 67% off, $199 for an entire year for your listeners. So that's a great deal for that. And then on the other side of actually going out and finding properties, acquiring properties, not just researching ones you already know about, we have a tool called Mega or Marketing Lists. And if you go to realtytrack.com/marketing lists, you can find that product and actually go in and create your own list of properties that match your criteria, basically mining our database, saying I want in Atlanta, Georgia, I want properties that were built in 1950 that have X amount of equity, that have a foreclosure notice filed on them, and the homeowner has lived in the home for 10 years or more, or any combination of factors like that, and create your own list of properties that may match your criteria. Even vacancy is part of that, which I know is an important flag for some investors. And so for that, it's when you can create a list, and you only pay for it if you actually download the list into an Excel file, and it's 15 cents a record, which is a great deal, I think, already by itself. But for your listeners, we'll also, if on your first list, if you purchase at least $100 worth of the data, then we'll give you 10% off on that, off of the only 15 cents per record already. Great deal for that. And that's a very popular tool. Kind of do-it-yourself data mining is what I call it, to create marketing lists of homeowners who fit your target market, as an investor or you think are going to be very likely to want to sell at a discount based on certain characteristics of the property itself and the homeowner.
Nice. I mean, and I think that's data that's, one, not only affordable, but again, two, gives you the ability to make the actionable decision as you help me put those two words together. I think that makes sense, right? If for me, if I'm looking at a specific market, you're talking my language now, Darren. I mean, if you're looking at a specific market, you want to get super granular on what you're looking for, right? We don't just look, if as a real estate investor or as somebody that's a new piece of advice, you don't just say, hey, I'm looking for a property in Atlanta. Right? You got to be a lot more granular than that. And so this helps with the research to gain the insight and saying, hey, what area makes sense to invest in? Mm-hmm. Quick question for you, Darren. I mean, there are other listings. Yeah. There are other list sources out there. That's probably one, right? ListSource.com, for example. Not to call them out necessarily specifically, but there are other companies out there that provide lists of property, of very similar data. What's different? What makes you guys different than, say, everybody else that's out there?
Well, we're just plain better. yeah, it's a valid question. No, we have – a lot of it is from similar sources, but it's from public record data, and it is what it is to a certain extent. But one of the things that we've done is we're very proud of is we're multi-sourced, and so we have a larger footprint than many of these – of any other, actually, source that I know of for this data, because we're pulling from the major sources and we're combining the data sets and creating a much bigger footprint. So geographically, you'll be able to find properties in areas that you may not be able to find with the other services. And then particularly when it comes to because our roots were in foreclosure data, I would say that is where we excel above the other sources too, is not just the properties that are bank-owned or in foreclosure, but really getting earlier in the pipeline and identifying pre-foreclosures, notices of default, and we have our own network of abstractors who are pulling that data, and it's very high quality and very up-to-date versus some of these other sources. And, you know, if we get feedback from a person who's using that service that says, hey, you know, I'm not seeing this data in this county, we can go to the person who's collecting the data in that county and tell them, hey, start collecting this. So we have a lot of accountability on that, and I think that really makes us stand out when it comes to that particular service.
Gotcha. Let's start talking about actually, you know what, we have about a minute to go. And I do want to dive into some of these statistics for the 2017 home sales report that you've put out. And I'm excited to hear some of the home ownership tenure numbers and the appreciation in the different markets and what markets you're feeling that are super hot and super not. So I think that's going to be really cool. But again, what's the best way that folks can get in touch with you outside of just listening to you on the radio?
Sure. Well, our for both of those special offers that I mentioned, you can send an email to marketing@adamdata.com, and Adam is with two T's. You can also, you know, we have a lot of free information about market trends that we publish almost weekly, and if you go to adamdata.com/news, you can see all of the articles, including the one we're going to talk about here in a minute. On home sales, but we're almost every week we're looking at a different aspect of the housing market. Last week we looked at foreclosure activity. Week before we looked at affordability. We actually did a special project on which markets are going to be most impacted by the new tax reform legislation. So all that sort of information is free market trend data that you can go in and look at on our news section of the AdamData.com website.
Awesome. And we got to go to break. Think Realty listeners, more with Darren Blomquist when we come back. Got questions for me? I know you do. Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram @AbiGolhar. If you're near Barnes & Noble or an 84 Lumber store, pick up a copy of our print magazine. Believe me, it is an awesome read, only because I'm the only one writing for it. Totally kidding. We have a lot of awesome contributors that contribute to the magazine, but pick one up. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. 4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Darren Blomquist, Senior Vice President over at Realty Track at Adam Data. And he has been talking so much about these numbers and what they can help you do. And what I want to do now is dive into the 2017 home sales report that Adam Data Solutions has published just very, very, very recently. So you have the actionable decision-making ability. I'm laughing because Darren had to help me out put those two words together. Still, it's going to drive me crazy. Even if it's a year from now, Darren, it's still going to drive me crazy that you had to help me with those two words.
You're a wordsmith.
This is very true. So help us understand, just let's go line by line. So we have the home ownership tenure, the appreciation in the markets, home seller profits, cash sales, institutional investor sales, distress sales, and then just the general outlook of 2018 and, of course, what happened in 2017. Let's start with the home ownership tenure. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in that category.
Yes, this is kind of a big picture trend that I think is pretty important. And it's a little bit of the flip side of the Census Bureau numbers on home ownership rates. Basically, we're showing the average home ownership tenure for folks who sold at the end of 2017 in the fourth quarter. They had been in their homes an average of 8.18 years, which is almost double what we were seeing on average before the recession hit. And if you look at the trend line, basically starting at the end of 2008 when the financial crisis hit, we see that home ownership tenure steadily rising from about 4 to 5 years before the recession to now up to over eight years. And that's on average across the country. There's some markets that are 10, 12 years, some that are as low as 4 to 5 years still. But the point is we've seen a shift in how Americans see home ownership, and if part of that shift has been forced by the recession and the housing crisis. But it's continuing, even though many homeowners have regained a lot of their equity in the homes, which is initially why that loss of equity forced them to stay in their homes longer. We're continuing to see them stay in their homes longer. I think we're getting close to a tipping point on that in many areas, but that is a key metric that tells us about how Americans are viewing home ownership, which is the ones who are homeowners are staying put much longer than they used to. And that has a ripple effect as well. It means that there's not as many homes available for first-time homebuyers out there as well, because those move-up buyers are not as active in this housing market.
And what impact would that have for real estate investors, both on the flip side and then, of course, the long-term buy and hold side? Can you kind of interpret that data for this side of the equation too?
Yeah, I mean, one of the implications for investors is it's harder to find inventory to buy because these folks are not buying as readily or not as selling as quickly and readily. And sometimes what it requires is those folks to be marketed to be told, you know what, you have a lot of equity, you should be selling. And I think that's one implication for investors is it's a challenge but an opportunity. Challenge that these folks are not listing their homes, but the opportunity is because they're not listing, investors can often go to them directly and let them know, hey, I'll buy your house. And you could actually walk away with quite a bit of money for it. And another implication, I think, ties into this is part of why we have a low home ownership rate, and it's hard for first-time homebuyers to get into homes. And that also is an opportunity for investors because that is creating a very strong rental market, and that is continuing. We're continuing to see that for investors going forward. This isn't just been a blip on the radar, but there's really been a shift in viewing home ownership, and this is one sign of that. And it's good news for single-family rental operators out there that they're going to continue to have strong demand for their properties.
Gotcha. And then, of course, we then move to the appreciation in different markets. Talk to that a little bit because I know where I live in Atlanta, appreciation is just – it's crazy right now, especially on the value-add side. Holy cow. But what are you guys seeing in the different markets that you're studying across the country and the 13.9 billion rows of data that that the artificial intelligence is analyzing?
That's right. got to kick the robots once in a while to keep working through that. But one of the things that really stands out when we just look at home price appreciation in 2017 versus a year ago is that there are about 10 markets with a population of a million or more that had a 10% or more increase in home prices. But what really surprises me in those markets is many of those are in the Midwest and Southeast, or in, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, the red state markets. It looks like at least 6 out of 10, led by Kansas City, and then you have Nashville, you have Salt Lake City, Orlando, Tampa, and Jacksonville, Florida, are all in that category of having double-digit increases in price appreciation. And, you know, there's also in there that you have San Jose, you have Seattle, and you have Portland. And then you have Las Vegas, which is kind of a mix between those two types of markets. But that first set of markets somewhat surprises me because the Kansas City's, Nashville's, Orlando's, Tampa's of the world, Jacksonville's, and at least in the past, traditionally were more steady Eddie, slow but steady appreciating housing markets. But those really have transitioned, at least for the time being, into very dynamic markets with strong appreciation. And so folks who are investing in those markets, many of them, the strategy has been invest for cash flow, not for equity. But they're getting the icing on the cake of seeing the home values of homes go up very quickly in those markets. And I think it's part of a larger trend where jobs, to a certain extent, are migrating away from some of those coastal markets to middle America. That's having an impact on the housing markets in those areas as well.
Which out of the markets that you mentioned would be, I know you're not allowed to be biased, or you're also not allowed to like say, hey, I like this, but which ones do you like? are you a fan of Kansas City?
Do you like Seattle? That I can't say that, but no. I think, so these markets, you know, you might argue because of the strong appreciation, they're already kind of found, but the home price, they're not undiscovered or secret markets, but the home prices in many of these areas are still very reasonable. So, I mean, I really like Kansas City, maybe just because I grew up in Kansas and I know that heartland kind of market. But, you know, you look at the price point there of if we're still showing a median home price of under $200,000, but a 13% increase in home prices. It's still a market where you can have your cake and eat it too when it comes to investing. You can buy a great rental property there and potentially see it over the next few years rise in value quite dramatically. And if you compare that, the next market on the list is San Jose, California. But it also had a 13% increase in home prices, but the median home price there is $960,000.
Right.
And so it's just not ideal for an investor, for most investors. I like Kansas City. I think Nashville, which is third on the list, it's a little more expensive than Kansas City.
Yeah.
But it's got a very solid economic foundation as well. And so those would be the two I'd point out on the list as favorites based on what I know and what I've seen in the data.
Nice. I think we need to have a running list of Darren's favorites. Just put it on the RealtyTrack.com website or something, and then, you know, let's see how many people actually invest in those cities. Think Realty listeners, we're going to break. Check them out at Adam Data Solutions, AdamData.com, Adam with two T's, A-T-T-O-M, data.com, and RealtyTrack.com. They're running a promo for all the data for $199 a year, so make sure you capitalize on that. Got questions for me? Go to ThinkRealty.com or find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. Ask me your questions, get your answers, learn, absorb, make money. That's what we're all about. Don't go anywhere. Homestretch is coming up next. Be right back.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business
business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Redfax combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Redfax can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Redfax can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RedfaxPro.com. RedfaxPro.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Darren Blomquist from Adam Data Solutions. Now, a little interesting fact about Darren. I asked him to kind of give me a little fun fact. He walked by Tracy Morgan of SNL and 30 Rock, driving a cherry red Ferrari down 47th Street near Times Square in New York last week, a little while ago. And it was pretty cold outside, but he had his window open, was waving to passersby. Passersby. Is that what it is, Darren? Is that the right word? Passersbys? Passersbyers?
It's passersby, yeah.
Passersby.
It's kind of the, one of those weird pluralizations.
Weird, like plural before the plural, but kind of plural. And one of the guys on the sidewalk went over and got a selfie. But you didn't quite have the nerve. But now you can obviously say you're like besties with Tracy. So that's really cool, right? Like total besties.
That's right. You know, he saw me, I think, and recognized me probably. from my appearances on Think Realty Radio.
Hey, you know what? You're a celebrity now. I got to say, right? Like, you could just totally flaunt that to everybody. Hey, you know, check out this guy, right? The local Starbucks crew. Check out who just walked into the room, right? Wall Street Business Network, radio star, multiple appearances talking about data. Hey, I have 13.9 billion rows of data under my belt. That's me.
That's right.
So before the break, we were talking about the home ownership, the tenure of home ownership, the appreciation in markets. You mentioned Kansas City, and I totally agree with you with some of these Midwestern markets, like even a little north of Detroit, for example, and surrounding suburbs of Detroit, Kansas City being another one I absolutely love. I haven't invested there yet, but I can see why it's very appealing because, one, you have the double-digit returns that you're seeing, double-digit appreciation, and more importantly, you can still get into homes sub 200,000. And for a lot of you listeners out there that either own businesses and you're thinking about jumping into real estate, quite frankly, investing less than $200,000, roughly between that 140 and 150 mark, is ideal to get involved even in passive investing through a single family rental, for example, because now you have a property, it's appreciating, and it will stand the test of time as long as you invest for the long term, put it on a 15-year note, and you can cash flow. That is very possible in Kansas City versus number two on the list, which is what? Did you say San Jose?
That's right, San Jose.
Right. And the average home price there is $960,000. Good luck Airbnb-ing that. And, like, you know, trying to make some money on it. That's going to be tough, especially with a pretty sizable mortgage. So definitely want to be aware of your markets. If you're listening, you're in California, somewhere on the West Coast, or you're in New York and you're kind of like, wow, you know, I can't buy anything that's sub $1 million that's, you know, worth a whole lot. Then check out some of these Midwestern, Southeastern markets, because otherwise you're missing the boat. You don't want to miss the boat, mm-hmm. right? You want to keep up with the Joneses. And this is the best way to keep up with the Joneses. And by the Joneses, I mean probably the best, most profitable real estate investors in the entire world, just for a quick thought. Darren, let's run through some of the promos that you're running on Realty Track again. For $199 for the year, which is a 67% discount, which is so normally you offer a membership subscription to RealtyTrack.com for $600 a year, and you're offering it for $199 to get access to all of that data. And then in order to download the lists, that's 15 cents a record. And I think that's super, super, super cool for listeners to take advantage of that and then start tracking that for their own local market. So well done there. And if you want to take advantage of that, email marketing@atomdata.com. That's marketing@attomdata.com. Remember, you want to be a nerd about this data. The more nerdish you are, the better off you're going to be long term. Believe me, I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm like the combination of both. Let's talk about home seller profits real quick. What are you seeing in that category?
Sure. Yeah, and by the way, if you want to dive into the cities we were just talking about in terms of home prices and appreciation, we have an interactive list you can go to on atomdata.com/news. We have the full list there, not just Kansas City and San Jose, but the full about 50 major markets there, including Detroit, which I know you mentioned, and Atlanta, and so you can dive into the data there. And
awesome.
Getting to home seller price profits, which is kind of a subset of home price appreciation. But what we're seeing is people who sold their homes in the fourth quarter of 2017, on average, sold for $54,000 more than what they bought for. It's kind of a unique metric that we look at that I don't think anybody else does. We call it home seller profits. And that was the highest we've seen since the third quarter of 2007. Percentage-wise, that translates to about a 30% return compared to purchase price on average that home sellers are getting. And the point here is that it's a great time to be a seller, if you didn't know that already. And for investors, I think what this ties into the home ownership tenure is that there's a lot of folks who have built up a lot of equity across the country. Not all of them are deciding to sell yet, and that's why we see that home ownership tenure continuing to go up. But that equity is there, and those are honestly, you know, great homeowners who may be interested in selling, and who may not even realize that they have this equity that they're sitting on and can take advantage of. And particularly if you have that combination of a homeowner who has that equity and then has some kind of distress event, you know, the best example is a notice of default, a foreclosure notice that's filed. That combination then creates a win-win situation for you as an investor and the homeowner, where they can avoid that foreclosure. They have enough equity. You can also take advantage of that equity and create a win-win type of deal there. So that's kind of the metric is a $54,000 on average. In some markets, it's much more than that. You know, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that folks are getting. And by the way, there's actually we didn't put this in the report, but I find this really interesting. And it gets to the foreclosure piece I was just talking about. We're seeing more and more folks who are losing their homes to foreclosure. And when the property goes to the foreclosure auction, there's actually what's called a foreclosure auction surplus, where it sells for enough money at the public foreclosure auction that the homeowner is owed. It gets a surplus of maybe, in some places, it's on average in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, believe it or not. And what that tells me is that, you know, there are this subset of homeowners who are in distress who have tons of equity, and they're for whatever reason, it seems somewhat inconceivable to me, they're letting their homes be foreclosed on. They're losing their homes, even though they have all this equity. And that's really, to me, a great opportunity for investors to step in before it goes to foreclosure auction and say, hey, look, we can get you a better deal, and plus we can avoid having this foreclosure on your credit history, and that really does create that win-win situation.
What an awesome idea, especially since inventory is super tight, right? I totally agree with you. I know there are other data points you're looking at, such as cash sales, institutional sales, and distress sales, but we have less than – I wish like we could extend the show for like an extra hour, because I would love talking to you for that extra hour just to go through this data. Can you give me – let's just jump to the very last thing. And
bullet points.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think let's talk about the 2017 to 2018. And if for anybody that wants a copy of this report, it's a 2017 home sales report. Darren, how can they find that? Is it realtytrack.com?
It's actually adamdata.com, and cool. Then just click on the news section, and it's the first article, but you can also search for it, but it's right there on the news section.
Awesome. You have 20 seconds. I got to give you only 20 seconds. Let's go through 2017, 2018. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, 2017 was a banner year for the housing market, but I do think we'll see some cooling of the housing market in 2018 because of some headwinds such as affordability constraints, which we didn't talk about, and then also most likely rising interest rates that will slow down appreciation a bit in 2017 or 2018, excuse me. But these fundamentals of a market that where homeowners or people are not becoming homeowners as quickly is going to continue. We will see the homeownership rate tick up a little bit, but it's still going to be a great environment for investors.
A crystal ball delivered. Darren, thank you very much for coming on the show. I certainly appreciate it. Think Realty listeners, go to adamdata.com. Email marketing@adamdata.com to get your freebies and those promos. Get involved in the data conversation, because it's really important to understand the intricacies of every single market, especially from 13.9 billion data points. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or go get the print magazine of Think Realty at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Also find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalk Radio.